Thank you and good morning. On October 9th of 2014, a man walked into the Chase Bank branch on F Street in Eureka wearing a trash bag and a mask on his face, announced that he was robbing the bank, and threatened to kill anyone who called police. The man then left the bank with about $10,000 in cash, but he didn't get far. Eureka police responded to the scene and soon located the suspect, 28-year-old Tracy Dante Drew, and he was arrested and booked into county jail for robbery. On Tuesday, following a 9-day trial, a Humboldt County jury found Drew guilty of robbing the bank, a felony, as well as resisting arrest, a misdemeanor conviction. He faces up to 5 years in state prison when he is sentenced later this month. Two men were arrested at a Fields Landing residence on Tuesday morning after a fire investigation led to the discovery of a hash lab on the premises. Sheriff's deputies and Humboldt Bay firefighters responded to the scene on 2nd Street in Fields Landing at just after 11 o'clock after receiving a report of an explosion and fire. Once firefighters had extinguished the blaze, evidence that the two suspects, 41-year-old William Pound and 22-year-old David Green Cotts, were operating a honey oil hash lab were found. Neither man was injured during the incident, but they were both arrested and booked into county jail for manufacturing of hash, and the investigation is being handled by the County Drug Task Force. Arcata Fire responded to a report of smoke coming from a residential building in the 1200 block of Cedar Street on Tuesday morning. Arriving firefighters found heavy smoke coming from the rear of a single-wide mobile home, and after an initial interior attack and search to ensure no one was inside, firefighters had the fire under control within 15 minutes. The amount of material in the mobile home was a hindrance as firefighters conducted mop-up operations to ensure the fire hadn't spread. There were no injuries reported, and the cause of the fire is unknown and remains under investigation. A 19-year-old Fort Bragg man with one DUI conviction on his record stands a good chance of having a second DUI conviction on his record after he led law enforcement officers in Mendocino County on a high-speed chase over the weekend. Johnny Delgado was spotted driving erratically and well over the speed limit near Casper early Sunday morning, and a Mendocino County Sheriff's deputy attempted a traffic stop, but Delgado sped away. Delgado reached speeds over 70 miles an hour on local city streets and speeds as high as 120 miles per hour on the highway as he led deputies and Fort Bragg police on a chase through the region. Delgado managed to elude two deputy patrol cars after he had turned into a cul-de-sac at one point, and a Fort Bragg police officer was injured when he laid down a spike strip in the path of Delgado's vehicle. The spike strip deflated the front tires, but Delgado kept driving until the vehicle became disabled. He then fled on foot, only to be chased down by a canine unit. Delgado was arrested and booked into Mendocino County Jail on numerous charges, including felony evasion and DUI. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Governor Jerry Brown put pen to paper on Tuesday morning and signed Senate Bill 277 into law. SB 277 will require that any child who attends any public preschool or public school must be vaccinated against communicable diseases such as measles, mumps, polio, and smallpox. Despite opposition from parents who argued the bill infringed on their rights to make medical decisions for their children, the bill easily passed through the Senate and then the Assembly. One of the bill's authors, Dr. Richard Pan, a pediatrician, said the bill was spurred by concerns from other parents worried about the spread of diseases which are controlled by vaccinations.
This bill really started because parents were calling and saying, what are we going to do to address the fact that we are having diseases that are preventable now being spread across our communities? We've had whooping cough, then we had measles. This is not acceptable.
Pan also said the concern here is for public health and the health of children, and that it protects all kids.
This bill has been very thoroughly vetted, has been through four different policy committees, three in the Senate and one in the Assembly, as well as, of course, being debated on the floor of each House. It's really about protecting all of our children.
There are exemptions for medical conditions, and California joins West Virginia and Mississippi as the only states to disallow personal exemptions when it comes to vaccines. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.